program information report. CAO, would you like to give us an update on this?
Sure. So following some discussion during the budget development for the municipal 2017-2018 budget, council approved a motion on April 25th looking for a report on municipal senior safety programs and provided us with some questions to go and look for. So council asked for a report. This is something that council can consider at budget time, where they will have obviously options to remain the status quo with a approximately $4,700 a year funding contribution, stop funding it, or increase. That will be a decision of council. As the report shows, there's a variety of approaches across municipalities in Nova Scotia. The other regional municipalities are part-time. Several municipalities are combining, to one side of us, the five municipalities in Lunenburg County contribute to a full-time program, and the same to the other side of us in Shelburne. We definitely hear that there's a service delivered, in helping seniors, and there's benefits to those services, to healthcare and social services costs. So staff definitely recognize the value of this type of work. We do submit that this is primarily a social services expenditure, and it's something that municipalities, because of the pressing needs in our communities, are taking on in forms of some grant or another. Typically it's not our core mandate delivery, social services or healthcare services. So we've provided this report for you for your consideration, review, and future direction.
Councilor Johns?
Yeah, thanks, Richard, for the report, but I've just got a couple of quick things. One thing that I didn't see in there is the definition of part-time, whether that's 2 days a week, 3 days a week, 4 days a week. And the other part is, when can we get access to the RCMP report that was due the 25th of June? Because I think that's going to be a huge, that Western Region report will be a huge determinant for me to make a decision and a recommendation at that time, for sure.
Definitely. As soon as it's done, we'll bring that to council. We've not received that yet, and we'll follow up on that as well. On part-time, you can see that there's been a bit of a variance between 2 and 3 days a week. Maybe that's not fully defined in there, but we have seen that part-time is typically 2 or 3 days a week.
And I like the comment that was made. We heard the same thing this week when we met with Claire around transportation. This is infrastructure to help build and link to our strategic plan. This is only going to help build the community, even though we don't get money when it runs through the pipes. We don't get money when it runs through transportation or the seniors as well. So, anyway, thank you.
Another councillor? Councillor Kelly?
Yeah, it's great to see all this. I guess it just brings up more questions in that how this is structured throughout the province. And the first thing that stuck out to me was the fact that, in Halifax, the municipality region of Halifax, don't put anything in this, and the person is part-time for such a huge area. And it begs the question, who deals with their seniors, or who does this there, or does nothing happen with their seniors there? It's almost like, is it just a rural thing? Like you say, it brings up a lot of questions. I'm wondering what the feeling is in Nova Scotia or with the provincial government, with the Department of Seniors, that something would be worked on to make this more of a streamlined process, more so that our our seniors' needs are being met all over the province, not just individually as not-for-profits see fit or municipalities see fit, how to treat their seniors and the services that their seniors need and the help that they need, and who, you know, approaches that. Like, there's, it could be, it, obviously it's a, an asset to the RCMP, and that's all over Nova Scotia. It's an asset to municipalities all over Nova Scotia. It's an asset to our local VONs and whatnot. It seems like it's almost like a bigger question. It's not like maybe that's not for us to do, but maybe I would like to hear back from the views of the province and how they're viewing this. It seems like a bigger issue, especially since the recent report on seniors from the, remember, the Department of Seniors that came out with their report on that. There must be something around how our seniors' needs are being met all over Nova Scotia.
CAO, would you have any information on that?
So I'm not sure that was a question for me that I can answer. Clearly there's a variety of different approaches, whether these are delivered through not-for-profits, through municipalities as part of the RCMP. You know, I think that's one of the key things that the report showed. And, you know, I do think that, you know, dealing with seniors and emerging challenges with aging is a emerging area of discussion. You know, discussions around what's our role in each friendly community. And, you know, I would state that it doesn't stop just at the senior safety coordinator. You know, it does talk about, you know, from accessibility, where we've got a new act where at some point in the next few years we're going to have to start developing accessibility plans, I would expect, when that's prescribed and adopting different standards. So there's quite a range of things that deal with age friendly, specifically on the senior safety programs. Some municipalities may have vibrant, and towns may have vibrant not-for-profits that cover what we have. Mm-hmm. One of our biggest challenges, which you know, is we're huge geographically.
Yeah.
And so our density is a barrier to doing that. So you have a lot of isolated seniors without, you know, the close support network. So I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all for this. But
I think maybe my...
Yeah.
I guess maybe the one piece of information that I'd like to know about is, you know, how does the province or Department of Seniors view all of this? Do they even recognize this as being an issue, or is it, you know, are they having conversations about this now, or are they just staying away from, maybe it's just our issue, nobody else seems to have a problem with how they're dealing with this, some are doing it better than others, but trying to fit in, it just begs the bigger question.
So perhaps to that, I need to bring back some information from the Department of Seniors on their strategy in context of this discussion, in addition to the RCMP report.
Yeah.
Councillor Johnson?
I think the SHIFT report from the Department of Seniors speaks very clearly to this whole issue. And one of the things I think we can do immediately to help is the UNSM have the funding for this program on their radar. What we need to do is maybe leverage our ability to get that put into the top five priority that they're going to carry forward, because if it falls out of that top five, then it gets lost as an opportunity, I think, to support this. The UNSM is one way, and being able to leverage with the Department of Seniors the action plan, the SHIFT action plan, is two pieces that's in our favor here for sure.
Councilor Fisk?
I just want to clarify to Councillor Kelly something. When it's brought up at HRM or anywhere through this province, there are several caseworkers through the province of Nova Scotia that deal with seniors every day and their problems. There's no doubt in my mind. And also under the community services structure, same thing. There's caseworkers all over this province that work directly out of Halifax, out of the head office, bureaucrat system, we must call it, throughout the, so that indicates to me that we're not giving them much credibility of what their jobs are, but they're very deep in their work. There's no doubt about it. They they scale out different situations, emergency situations, they scale that out. And yes, we do need a safety program here, and a larger, more stronger safety program here in Queens. There's no doubt about it, because of the rural area and how it structured. So, anyway, does that help answer your question a little bit, Councillor Kelly?
It does, but it's nice information to know. But what I'm saying is, in the context of this report, how everything's structured. Like,
yeah.
we don't have caseworkers here. Like, and what I'm saying is, what works best?
Exactly.
Is it caseworkers? Is it senior safety? It's like, I'd like to see more streamlined. It's like, we'll just be answering this question and coming back to it year after year, unless there's a consistent and sustainable process in place to help our seniors. I mean,
Right.
We're doing this bit meal kind of thing, and it seems like there's more to it and should be more.
May I answer that?
Yes.
We do have a structure here in Queens. We know the community service office. There's no doubt in my mind there's caseworkers there that work on a regular basis on individual cases. So I do think we're covered there a little bit. I still maintain we do need a safety program. I understand it does need to be written in a different manner, but that's my point.
Thank you, Councillor Fisk. Councillor Bell?
Just reading this report, it feels to me that it's a little, it's almost like a band-aid approach. There's no consistency in what other counties are doing. So I would really, the SHIFT report was a great report. I would love to be able to talk to Simone Biancherman about this and get a better feeling for the problems that as they see it and the solutions as they see it, so that maybe we can make a better, more informed decision. This is a great report, but again, no consistency with what we're trying to achieve. And I, like Councillor Kelly, don't want to be discussing this every year and defending it and going back and having different reports. It would be nice to be able to do this, understand it totally, and believe in this, and have it as part of our yearly cost. So if there's a way to be able to talk to the minister or not, that would be great. Thank you, Mr. Minister.
Any other councillor this morning? Councillor Fancy?
Yeah, we're coming back and revisiting what we have here, and I look at the areas surrounding, which is Lunenburg and Shelburne, who have a very big areas as well, and they've taken it very seriously where they're gone to. The RCMP had come to us before and talked to us about situations where we've had senior safety coordinator go into, which has prevented issues. I don't know what is going on with the up in Halifax and HRM. Again, there might be volunteer groups and things that come in, and there may be some areas that they can be able to help in, which we don't have. We're small. We're very big, and we're very, very small. But I think that when I look at this as a whole, I think, well, you know, what can we do, and what are we doing? Because if you go small, like which we were given less than 5,000, which they have 20 also too. I know I understand this. Then if you only get 2 days a week or 2.5 days a week, what kind of committed person are you going to get to what they can do? And all these things bear in mind. I know when I talked to Mrs. Maslund before, she said that if we could come up to a 10,000 along with the 20,000, we could get up to as high as 4 days a week. And to me, you want to have somebody. It's like I say, if you want to give somebody this a little bit, you're going to get more commitment on the bigger job, because a lot of people want a job, they just don't want a part-time job. So I'm concerned for our seniors. As we've looked before, we've seen the seniors, as we've discussed it before, our seniors now over 65 are starting to outweigh the young people. So I'm not that far away. So I'd like to know that somebody's going to be an advocate for me. If RCMP come in, they have to come in as the hammer. They have to come in to fix the problem that the husband who has dementia is beating up his wife or something, and they gotta come in and they gotta come in and fix that problem. Well, you have somebody comes in who could come in and try to deflect that problem or help something. I'm just throwing that an example of. I think it's a very necessary thing, and I still advocate for, I think we can report these things to death. It's going to come to what our commitment is. We also, too, we say with the RCMP, we say, well, okay, well, that's the RCMP's issue. Well, if it's the RCMP's issue and they have to put more time into it, then we're going to be paying more to the RCMP. So it's a catch-22. I think that we need to act on it. I always said I thought we need to act on it now, but that's my opinion.
Thank you, Councilor Fancy. Councilor Muse?
Did they mention, like, how they're going to, are they going to post for the job, or are they going to through the replacement as
CAO?
I'll follow up. I don't have that information.
Because I'm reading here, like, she's worried, like, could be a retired person. And I really don't see a problem with that. I mean, there's probably some good retired persons out there that could do the job.
Councilor Johnson, do you have something to add?
I think I can answer Councilor Muse's question. The job posting has closed, and I think they're in the midst of the interview process now. Unfortunately, we've missed an opportunity, because it would have been so much nicer to be able to come back and say, we can offer this up, or not we, but their committee and their steering committee can offer it up as a full-time position versus what I call a hobby position, a couple of days a week. And we already saw in this report that even though people are only getting paid for 2 days, they're putting a whole lot of personal effort into that, which is a shame. But the end result is what seniors are getting looked at.
For information purposes, I know that you've read the report. It brings information forward that we didn't have before. In addition to the provincial senior safeties grant and the Region of Queens funding and the RCMP and VLN support that we received in Queens, it's interesting that health foundations in other areas, as well as the Department of Health and the United Way, have been funding senior safety coordinators in some municipal units. So I think staff would be able to look at other funding sources to support this program in addition to the Region of Queens. So we'll see what is available and what unfolds as we go forward in this discussion. And certainly the RCMP report, when that's available, will come back to us. So is there any other counselor that has a comment or question on this deal? Councilor Fancy?
Just because I've already got phone calls about it, is the cost of the report, and is it going to cost us more to do more reports and things like that? So is that something that we have to get outside help to be able to do these reports, right?
The RCMP report will be prepared by the RCMP.
Right.
No expense to us for that.
Okay.
So, any other counselor on this issue today? So, we'll move on from 15-1. We will now go to 16-0, which is in camera. Motion to go in camera would be appropriate. Moved by Councilor Muse, second by Councilor Kelly. Any discussion? Ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. We are in camera and we'll take a 10-minute recess.